Hey, friends. Welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. We're so happy you've joined us. Providing inspiration with her encore lift is Christian Science practitioner Deborah Packer. Deborah lives in Canberra, Australia.
I bought a bottle in the supermarket of this oil, and I tried to use this bottle. It had a pumper on the top, and it was stuck. And I gave it an almighty bang to unstick it. And a huge spurt of this oil shot straight into my left eye. It just burnt like crazy. It just took my breath away. I felt no fear, just pain. But I noticed during the day that my face swelled up on that side and my eye closed over. By the next morning, my face was a mess. My eye was closed over, and if I pulled at my eyelids open, I could see nothing. The vision was gone. We're taught in Christian Science that God is love. That comes from the Bible, in John. And we're also taught that God is all in all. So all there is love. And a loving God would not allow that to happen. I can't be in jeopardy. And I just prayed during the day. I just thought, no, there can be no hangover from something that isn't. It felt like this was a dream that I was going to wake up from. I just sat with that week's Bible lesson from the Christian Science Quarterly and really studied it. And there was a passage in there that jumped out at me. I'd read it many times before. It was from Science and Health, where Mary Baker Eddy says, and this is a paraphrase, "The dreamer and the dream are untrue." I've been thinking this is a dream and that it's untrue, but I hadn't thought about the dreamer being untrue. If there's no dreamer, there can be no dream. Now, there's a whole lot of thinking that I did about why I couldn't be a dreamer, but in that instance, I saw it. And the whole face situation left my thinking. I just got filled up with this sense and relief that, wow, I am not a dreamer. This is no part of me. Anyway, I had an appointment to go and meet a friend just after lunch that day. And it didn't occur to me not to go. It was so removed from my thinking. And so when I came home, I did have a look in the mirror and I was perfect, just the way I ought to be. My eye was open and my vision was clear. It just left. Because God is spirit, you and I are spiritual. And if I trust that, then I get the results of that. Fill your thought with spiritual truths and believe it. I'm so filled up with it that there's nothing else in your thinking, with the wonder and the beauty of it. When you have healings like with my face, you're left with no doubt of the power of spiritual thinking. God is there loving you. You are the expression of his love and the object of his love. And he does take care of you. So just listen. It's safe.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts. Copyright 2025.